The future may not be clear, but our commitment is. So when you sit with an advisor at Merrill Lynch, we'll put your interests first. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
And but for a brief yet monumental moment, Tesla overtook GM to become the number one car maker in the U.S.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from our newsroom in New York City. And here's hoping your week started out as good as Tesla's. Tesla was briefly the number one car maker in the United States by market capitalization on Monday, a milestone for the Silicon Valley company that was hit shortly after the open as its shares reached a fresh record. As Tesla gains moderated, however, GM took back its place as the number one car maker, worth $51.3 billion to Tesla's $50.8 billion. But the fact that we're even discussing GM and Tesla's reaching a parallel is kind of groundbreaking. Joining us now on the line from San Francisco is the Wall Street Journal's Tim Higgins. Welcome back, Tim.
Hi.
So investors are clearly betting on Tesla's potential here. And what's fascinating is that they're so unfazed by, let's say, the loss of $700+ million in 2016, or the fact that it only has a tiny fraction of cars delivered if you compare its established competitors. I guess it just speaks to that unyielding optimism.
Yeah, a lot of this is the allure of Chief Executive Elon Musk and his vision for personal transportation in the future. You talk to analysts, and they really believe that that a lot of the value in the stock right now is this bet on the idea of on-demand mobility and autonomous vehicles and Tesla's ability to really put those kind of technologies into place here in the future.
Not to mention, speaking of the technology, the advances and the other businesses that Tesla has could also leave it in good shape to enter other markets that could further boost its value.
Yeah, Mr. Musk last year acquired SolarCity, used Tesla to acquire SolarCity, a solar panel maker. He's also pushing to sell batteries to offices and homes that could store power that's generated from solar panels, and then he has this vision of then using all that energy to fuel his electric cars. So it's really an ecosystem, but a lot of the value is in the idea of him being on the forefront of electric cars, his ability to already put a semi-autonomous driving system on the road that is as far and away better than many of his competitors, though I would say Volvo has a pretty good semi-autonomous system as well. Mm-hmm. And also his kind of the teasing of something he is talking about, the idea of once he has fully self-driving cars, the ability to put those to work essentially as robot taxis within a Tesla network. Now, these are things that other automakers are talking about, too. General Motors is been very aggressive in the last year or so, acquiring Cruise, a self-driving technology startup here in San Francisco, for a deal that could be worth $1 billion to really jumpstart their self-driving program. They've also invested money into Lyft, the ride-hailing system, and they are talking. General Motors is talking about how they believe that the first autonomous cars will be rolled out in robot taxis as well. And so it's a vision that they are putting forward, but when you talk to investors, they're betting on Tesla because they think Tesla has the ability is better positioned to do this.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Tim Higgins about Tesla's new milestone. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is brought to you by CIT. It's time to get growing with commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services from CIT. CIT works with companies across a wide variety of industries, including transportation, technology, energy, manufacturing, healthcare, and retail. CIT has the expertise and experience to help you grow your business. For more information about how your business can grow with CIT, visit CIT.com. Put knowledge to work.
Thanks for listening. So, Tim, in keeping with the theme of looking at Tesla's big vision here, do you see a scenario where it becomes part of the big three? You know, there used to always be that big three in GM, Ford, and Chrysler. Things are obviously changing. What does that change mean for Tesla? Because we've learned that you really can't count out Tesla's goals, and maybe this is a realistic one eventually.
Well, you know, there's a lot of exuberance right now. I'm just back from Detroit last week, where I was meeting with a lot of the players in in that space, and they watch a Tesla stock with great frustration. You know, they talk about getting inside a Tesla vehicle and their frustrations that it doesn't match up with their kind of vision of how the interior should be or how the handling should be. You know, but then in the same breath, they'll catch themselves and say, well, you know, but Elon Musk has been able to create this excitement for electric cars and excitement for the brand. And that ability to capture the imagination has really been, you know, what we're seeing right now. And, you know, going forward, however, later this year, Mr. Musk is going to have the challenges of putting that vision into place. He wants to bring out a new, smaller sedan called the Model 3. It should have a base price around $35,000. His bid to really make this a car company that's more than just a luxury niche player. You know, they only made about 84,000 vehicles total of Tesla last year. Now, with the Model 3, he's predicting 500,000 sales next year, and he has a pathway in his mind to 1 million sales a year.
Wow.
That's still smaller than General Motors, 10 million last year, but pretty aggressive. And the idea of going from being you know, essentially a rounding error for a big automaker to, you know, such big numbers next year, that's going to be very challenging. Mr. Musk struggled with the Model X sport utility vehicle that he brought out last. There was some production issues, some supplier issues. And so just bringing out a new car is a challenge for a traditional automaker, let alone a company with not a long experience of making cars. You know, they only go back 13 years.
Right, that's an important point. And, you know, we'll say it again, analysts can analyze, but in many ways, Tesla seems to play by its own rules, and it seems to be working for them. So, Tim Higgins, thank you, as always, for the latest.
Thank you.
For more on Wall Street Journal reporter Tim Higgins' coverage of all things Tesla in the automotive industry, make sure you follow his stories at WSJ.com. Wrapping up this tech news briefing for now, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.